This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Get involved, get informed, though, first. Because once you get informed, it's a lot easier to get involved. And hold your own. Otherwise, there ain't no holding nothing. Well, there ain't no holding nothing, I'll put it that way. Or you can be like this. If you get informed, you can start saying things like, New York City shelled out over $200,000 in taxpayer dollars. Why? Come on, ask everybody. Why? Good. To bring drag queen performances, or drag performances. They don't even call them drag queen performances anymore. Drag performances to public schools. Yeah. 34 public schools, to be exact. Next sighting. So New York City shut out the $200,000 taxpayer funding. It was going to have drag queens come into the classroom, interact with school children as young as three. That's according to the report. It's been going on for over 5 years. Where we've been? Who's paying attention to what? The nonprofit Drag Story Hour from New York City. They were known as the Drag Queen Story Hour. They received over $207,000 in taxpayer funding since 2018. Wow. I think a quarter of that. Total includes a $50,000 contribution from New York State through its Council of the Arts, along with $157,000 earmarked from New York City's Department of Education, Cultural Affairs, Youth and Community Development, and I can go on. They went out of their way to find money through one of these organizations to make it happen. Really. You know, a big part of this, again, get involved locally and find out what's going on. You make the noise over something like this. You keep the kids from being taught stuff like this by making the noise. Right? These events were including cross-dressed drag performers, readings to school children at public schools, at libraries, and other LGBTQ centers. But they've expanded it also to include coloring books. Coloring books have drag performers also instructing children in classroom in how to drag makeup. Wow. Think about that. You get a whole lesson on how to be a drag queen. Now, you can't multiply. You can't divide, read, or write yet, totally, in elementary school. But it's important to learn about drag queens. Important to be accepting of what these people look like. According to a reading list, the nonprofit shared online performers read a variety of books, ranging from classics like The Very Hungry Caterpillar to The Rainbow Fish. Can we get back to books like, you know, Stuart Little, Curious George? What's wrong with those? Right? According to its website, Drag Story Hour, New York City, so far this year, it's produced 49 Drag Story Hour programs for 34 individual public schools. The cost is $600 to produce each one. We only charge public schools $300 because we get the more kids that way. Last year, we received 3,900, he said, from New York City. They got it to subsidize their free and low-cost programs at public schools. This year, we didn't receive that funding and had to stop offering the programs. Well, but if you love the kids, and you've already made a few bucks off it, why not show up? Really? The article goes on to say that last year, 50 transgender or gender non-conforming people were killed in the United States due to their identity. Department of Education spokesperson Susan Summer told the outlet that we believe our schools play a critical role in helping young people learn about and respecting people who may be different from them. They play this off as simply getting kids to accept. But if you read more, you see what's going on. That's not it. It's not just to get them to accept. All right. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-200. Let me see. Another article says, I'm sorry, reading and talking. Another article says like close to 250,000. God, they don't stop. They really don't stop. They don't care about overreach or anything else. So you wonder how the inflation could get hurt you? What if you're a casino worker? Right? And maybe your cash relies on tips from the, you know, your money has to do with the tips of the game tables. Right? Roulette, 20, any of those. Well, casino revenues are down. Second month in a row. It's a direct hit of inflation. Who's going to spend $9 a gallon probably to drive a few hours to get to a place where you can do some gambling? You've already lost money in gas. Then you'll lose money in gambling. I mean, you're going to feel like a loser just driving there. Now, the data was released by the Indiana Gaming Commission and showed that the statewide casino revenue after successful bettors were paid a total of $211 million. That's an 8% decrease, though, compared with April's $229 figure. 855-REAL-JOE. We don't need any more of that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I was just reading a fascinating article on Justin Bieber. And if you believe that, you're so easy. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We talked about how the casinos are taking a hit. Second month in a row as inflation continues to rise, but nobody can figure out why. Why would it? And finally, you know, the people in casinos, because it costs too much. It's going to be 10 bucks a gallon to drive here. Plus, you got to be car fixed, right? You got to buy gas when you get there. Got to stay in a room. Hotel rooms have gone up 40, 50% each. Some even higher than that, especially in Vegas. My buddy went there, or was going there this weekend. Some of the rooms were almost 400 bucks, or a little over 400 bucks a night. I can't even imagine. Data released on Friday by the Indiana Gaming Commission showed that statewide casino revenues after successful bettors were paid a total of $211 million. Boy, oof, ouch. Can't imagine having to live in that kind of money. That was the second straight month of the revenue, declined. and was right on the heels of April's win. Revenue fell 11% from March. Yeah, from March. So it's hitting every aspect of life. Even the areas that you thought you were going to be able to play. Hang tight and not pay attention to. That's just crazy. Seriously. Gaming Commission records show that the Hard Rock Casino in northern India, right, it's the top earning casino in May with $36 million. $36 million. You bunch of losers lost $36 million there. No, I mean, I'm not calling you personally a loser, but you didn't leave $36 million behind because you were winning. Right? The Horseshoe Casino racked up almost another $30 million. My God. People are just rolling out, just throwing it out there, aren't they? Oh, this is the one I didn't really, wasn't being happy to get to. A religious watchdog group warns that secular society causing self-censorship among Christians. There are, is it true? I talked to a young group of Christian athletes a couple of weeks ago. They don't want to say certain things. They don't want to talk about their belief system, which is really sad because Christ specifically tells us, right, go out and make disciples, go out and teach the gospel, not get in somebody's face about it, but teach it, preach it, whatever. Right? And these kids are afraid they won't do anything with it. Christians are practicing various forms of self-censorship. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't allow it to happen. They find it increasingly difficult to express their faith freely, even in countries that have historically been Christian. Why? I want to talk to them and find out why. I mean, there's so many other things you do that don't make any sense whatsoever, but you do them anyhow, and you justify them. The report titled Perceptions of Self-Censorship, Confirming an Understanding of the Chilling Effort or Effect. It was compiled by the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians. Right? They looked at Europe and Latin America. The data is based on unstructured interviews. You know, we just talk to people in general. I think personally that's the best way to go, or really should be the only way to go when you're speaking to these people. When you're trying to get information, when you're trying to interview. The report also explained to acquire meaningful and specific data and stay away from general and vague assessments. It was decided to focus on four countries and two continents where secular intolerance as a persecution engine produces the most extreme expression. That's according to the World Watch list of Open Doors International. You know, again, when you look at this and what they're doing, we still have it easy here in this country, extremely easy. In Europe, they interviewed Christians in France and Germany, and in Latin America, they chose Mexico and Colombia. Some people do indeed fear being subject to legal proceedings or being criminally sanctioned on charges of discrimination, while others feared just being the subject of discriminatory proceedings. You know, again, just speaking to my Christian friends here, do you not understand what Christ did for you? Do you understand what he went through for you? And you're worried about losing your job or being scrutinized or whatever. It's amazing to me. Right? And when are you going to have the faith or the guts to stick up for what you believe? Some exceptions, the majority chose to keep its expressions of faith or its opinions on issues relating to life, marriage, and family from a Christian doctrine perspective private. Why? What are you afraid of? Right? Some incidents cited in the report might seem trivial. Many small things together, you know what? It adds up to the big stuff. Look, you have to teach your kids. I don't care if they're Jewish, they're Christian, they're whatever. You have to teach these people how to stand up for themselves, how not to be ashamed of who they are, what they stand for. Because you're going to do this later on in life. They're going to do this to themselves, too. They're not going to stand up for their own rights. Don't let that happen. Really, don't let that happen. New York subway riders responded to the health department telling them that fentanyl users wanting them to feel empowered for safe drug use. You can't empower somebody who's using a drug that can kill them immediately. Well, where's the empowerment? See, this is where the left goes so far off the rails. Look, first and foremost, drugs are illegal for a reason. Right? They do harm. Most of the time, they have nothing to do harm. They get you hooked, and it's over. So, why make it easier and easier and easier to do, number one? I don't know. And so now the subway riders in the Big Apple, they shared their thoughts on the health department advertisement. This is the health department. The city health department. Saying that fentanyl users should feel empowered that they're using it safely. I feel like this is making drug abuse or drug use something that sounds like a good thing. Really? Is this really what we're going to do and how we're going to do? Guys, this is wrong on every level. You need to push this back in your neighborhoods. You know, your neighbors or whoever who think this is all right. Ask them to explain how. How is it okay? This is adding to the drug abuse issues that we're having. I definitely have a positive, don't have a positive reaction towards this ad. She went on to say, it's just a power, it just empowers the use of opioids. Why would we even think that was okay? I agree. Go with your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In Washington, it was the second day of public hearings hosted by the House January 6th Select Committee. Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien was set to testify on Monday, but pulled out at the last minute due to his wife going into labor. The committee relied on previous video testimony Stepien gave, where he advised Trump to not declare that he won on election night 2020.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to call the race.
Stepien said his advice was ignored by Trump in favor of Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as intoxicated. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho are receiving death threats after they arrested 31 men affiliated with a white nationalist group over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Little Sean Daniels never hurt anybody, right? Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Right? Just being here to support me in my safe space. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. You know, the Department of Mental Health in New York City has got an ad campaign going on for somebody who didn't catch this. Let's talk fentanyl. It launched in December to raise awareness about overdose prevention. You see, the problem is you can't kind of sort of have overdose prevention when it comes to fentanyl. It's kind of got worked its way into everything. And it's really nuts. And it will kill you in a heartbeat. We're using many young people to this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ed from Washington. Ed, always a pleasure when you call.
Hey, I was just listening to the news, and there's a new committee now on the Hill that's going to look into the reasons for all these mass shootings. It doesn't come to their mind that these cowards only go after unarmed children and unarmed places where people have no way to protect themselves.
Well, you try to bring logic to the situation. You really think they're going to listen to you?
Well, I know a little bit about protection, and they don't even, in schools, they don't even protect their perimeters. Anybody can walk in. And I don't understand why that escapes them.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's back to the conversation I was having earlier. Look, at it, being part of a school board, without giving away too much, we do quite a bit to protect our kids. It's not foolproof. And anybody who tells you that they can protect your children 100% of the time, they're not telling the truth.
No, nobody that has a realistic view of having the authority to protect somebody can do that 100%. But you can, for the greater extent, keep these cowards from coming in because they're only shooting unarmed kids and people.
Right.
You know, you keep a perimeter, and then you have a roving interior in case the perimeter is somehow vested. And then you also have an individual with cameras. That's a good way to be able to spot. But if you had that set up just minimally in every school, there wouldn't be these overall catastrophes of children or anybody being killed because these cowards don't want anybody to resist their
glory. You're right. That was a good name for them, cowards. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
all right, Ed, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Always appreciate when Ed calls. He brings a little reason to the conversation. But, you know, back to what's going on here, too. You have the government, New York City, San Francisco. I can go on to a bunch of other places where they're allowing you to shoot up. They're allowing you to use illegal drugs and giving you a safe place to shoot them up, a safe place to use them, a safe place to discard the needles. Right? And somehow, this is going to make everybody safer. There was a video I saw a few weeks ago. I don't care how tough you think you are or who you are. And they told you ahead of time, this guy dies in the video. Human being dies in the video. In San Francisco. Shooting up in one of those little safe areas. Where he or she knows that they can't be arrested. That there's a way to discard the needles. And you saw this guy die with a needle in his arm. Watched his life slowly pass away from an overdose. And that's what the left thinks is okay. That's what the left believes. You know, they're safe. Nobody's going to bother them. No, in this case, the only thing that bothered them was the needle that killed them. Let's not get them help. We don't want to go down the mental health part of this. Because if you start doing that, and they get healthy and they get fixed, it's going to show they were wrong all this time. Now, I love some of those people will say, well, you know, Ronald Reagan's the one that started all that. Would allow them to be put in those places. And you're going, really? You're going to bring a guy that's been dead for years, hadn't been California governor for decades, and you're going to blame this on him? Are you for real? They are for real. They're just not too swift. And why couldn't they fix it? It's just like this gun stuff. It's so true. The Dems don't want to do anything about it. Absolutely not. I can prove it. Okay? If this is so important, if this is such a big deal, look over the last few years, or the last couple of decades, how many times have they had total control of the government? Senate. I mean comfortable control. The Senate, the House. And what have they done with that? Did they pass any meaningful gun laws? Right? Did they do what they want to do now? No, because they know they would have been crucified. So they don't want to do anything about it. Same thing with the drugs. They don't care about the drugs. They don't want to do anything about it. Where's the fentanyl coming from? It's coming over the... It's coming up from the south of the border. So, I have to say, why don't you want to do something about it? Because that would require you shutting down the border, and you don't want to do that, God forbid. You won't get enough voters up here. Fentanyl's a major driver behind the surging opioid-related deaths. More than 1,200 overdose deaths in New York were recorded in the first half of 2021, nearly 300 more than the same time period in 2020. Elizabeth, this woman that has been looking at this stuff, or keeping an eye on it, she felt that the ad encourages drug use. You know, really, think about it. No matter how safely you think you're using fentanyl, and or other drugs for that matter, the risk of overdose is still high. It's still there. Right? I want you to think about something. I know nobody's going to be the same page. Well, some of you will. Last year, in the U.S., right, throughout the whole year, we had over 100,000 people die from drug overdoses. 100,000. What are we doing? What are we doing to help them? No, come on, really, seriously, what are we doing to help them? You don't hear any outrage from Joey B. They don't want a war on drugs. They make too much money. The cartels make too much money. The U.S. recorded an estimated 107,622, to be more exact, overdose deaths last year. That was from the CDC. The number is a large jump from the year prior, when the CDC estimated that 91,000 Americans died from drug overdoses. Yeah, when are we going to actually do something about it? Right? No, something real, not what you think you ought to do. Drug overdose deaths have risen sharply in the U.S. since the start of COVID-19. That's because people are now home. Nothing to do. Going on their minds. They didn't have to work. They were getting money back from the government. Why work? It's telling us that in 2021, it looks like it will be worse than 2020. That's according to Robert Innocen, chief of the mortality statistics branch at the CDC. Mortality statistics. Wow. Right? Opioid-related deaths are usually caused by the drug fentanyl, which is in everything. The drug's also been blamed for the surge overdose and deaths before the pandemic, with the U.S. recording under 50,000 fatal overdoses. I could go on with this. But what do we do something about this, right? And again, the majority of these from fentanyl. We could shut fentanyl down for all intents and purposes simply by shutting down the border. Are American lives not that important? You got to ask. They keep talking about the kids and how important the kids are. Let's safeguard the kids. The kids. They're dying of fentanyl overdoses. Why? Because it's coming over the border. When do we get to fix that? When does somebody actually get involved who gives a crud about your kids? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back, a lot more after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Okay, I don't love her too many things. Actually, I don't like her much at all. But in that movie, she did a great job. Moonstruck. You know, I wish you had it or have a friend that has it, because I don't really want you to buy it. I don't want you to put any more money in her pocket than she already has. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room. You know, texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, really. So there were a lot of, pride events this weekend. No, I wish Sandra Gibb was still with us, God rest his soul. Passed away last year. He was one of the few people that I had on the show pretty regularly. He was a openly gay talk show host. And I think it was, before it was the thing to be an openly gay talk show host, he was an openly gay talk show host. And he always spoke to these issues open, just wide open. And he would deal with this stuff, again, pride parades. He says, the things they do, and you watch some of these parades this weekend, I don't know how you expect us to be on your side or even to be sympathetic to your cause when you're running around sticking your two bare naked cheeks in a kid's face and what they call twerking, I guess, and these parades. What are you prideful of? That you got two butt cheeks? Like the majority of, all of the human population? Really? So anyway, and then this whole thing with gender, whatever, it's gender confusion. The doctors, the psychologists, what have you, they need to stop playing games and come out and call it what it is. It is gender confusion, end of discussion. You want proof? Here. Let's take a listen. This is a reporter on the street at one of the pride parades. And this should be extremely, somewhat, extremely, totally, whateverly enlightening. You ready? I am. You know it's not going to work, right? Come on. You can do it.
Yeah. What age did you know that you were gay?
I think at, like, 10, I knew that I think at 10, but I wasn't, like, I wasn't clear on my gender.
Yeah, I
10. You didn't even know how to spell gay at 10. You had no idea what sexuality meant at 10 unless your teacher was browbeating you with it on a daily basis. Can we just be honest with these conversations?
I think it was around, like, 10 as well when I started questioning if I was bi.
Yeah, 10's a good number. I like 10. I was questioning my sexuality. No, you weren't. You were questioning whether plaids went with stripes, whether leopard skin went with stripes. You were not questioning your sexuality.
And then since then, it was kind of like a slippery slope, because I was like, am I bi, omni, lesbian? And then I'm kind of...
Am I bi, omni, lesbian? Give me a break. See, this is spoken into their lives. This isn't something they're sitting around thinking about. There's no way. I'm not just going by with when I was a kid. I talked to other people a little younger than I am. These weren't thoughts in their mind. This has been hot and heavy over the last decade to 12 years. This has not been something that's been going on for decades.
Like, came to the point, and now, recently I've been like, am I Pam? But then
am I Pam? Now they're all over the place. I don't know what I'm so confused. And that's true. That's why they call it gender confusion. They're so confused. They should be seeking help, not gender affirmation. They should be getting help from from people in the business who now are afraid to even mention that.
I think now I'm starting to realize that I'm queer, but yeah, it started around 10. It wasn't like fully formed, but I guess like that's when I realized, wait, that's a possibility? Yeah, I am genderqueer, trans mask, and queer.
What's trans mask?
Trans mask is like people under the non-binary umbrella identifying like or presenting mask.
Huh? Anybody get that? Can someone take notes? Look it up. Let me know. I can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense.
Jillian?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm trans and my sexuality is unlabeled.
I'm trans, but my sexuality. So, wow. So your gender, let me see, you're a female. It's very obvious, I'll put it that way. You're a female, born female. So you're transgender, which means you're male. And your sexuality, you're not sure what you like. Got it.
I use he, him pronouns.
Yeah, and I use he, they.
I use he, him pronouns, too. Yeah, whatever she does, I do.
Pronouns.
Tell us what you guys identify as. We're asking everyone here today.
Gay, fuck, gay. Gay, cis, what is it? Cisgender male. There we go.
I don't know.
Oh, that's great. That was great. The one guy touches the other guy and says, what is this? Oh, he's a man. Yeah, okay. I that's what I identify as, man. Well, if you're gay, you have to be a man. If you're a lesbian, you have to be a woman, unless they've changed all those, too. If you're a man that identifies as a woman, and you say you're a lesbian, and you like women, I'm sorry, that means you're heterosexual. Come on, it's like burning up the brain cells here to try to make it make sense, but that's what it is. Now, I don't know if you can see this, but this next woman is almost naked, and she is ass. She is definitely a woman, I'll put it that way.
Gender neutral, or gender fluid, I think that's what he said. I don't know, I'm confused.
Is there a common thread here? Anybody picking up on this? Anybody? Confused. I'm confused. I don't know. What do they call it? Woman? No. Trans? I don't know. I'm confused.
Do you identify as gender fluid?
I don't know.
Oh, no. He, her, it. I feel like...
This guy, and he is a guy, has made the most amount of sense of all these people. Take a listen. He's talking about it.
Honestly, it should not be a bad thing. Like, I've talked to people who go with they and them. I'm like, well, in the grammar of things, how would you want to represent yourself? I was like, I mean, I guess it, because it's like you're it. You're the it. Like, it shouldn't be a bad name. It should just be owned.
Gay. Yes. Yes, I love...
You identify as he, she, her.
Oh. She. Pronouns are he, him. Sometimes...
Wait a minute. How can you be gay and be a she? Can you help me?
Do you say, I don't give a shit?
I guess you could call me gay. I'm homo-flexible, really. I do like some women, but...
I like this one. Homo flexible. What does that mean? homo flexible. Is there a real meaning there? I mean, I like it. I gotta tell you, I like it. I think I heard a nasty word slip in there. I am sorry. But I thought I got the ball. But if you think about this, again, one of the most honest ones there. But he'll say at the end he likes men.
Mostly men.
So, again, I say, they know, that's why it's called gender confusion, people. It's called that for a reason. None of these people knew really, truly what was meant by what they were saying. I mean, they're saying it, and they don't know what it means. Sincerely. And then you get down to these people in the same group, if you would, that, and we'll deal with this afterward, that are the pronouns, and they make them up as they go. So it's exactly what, again, I'm not trying to push the book, although I don't know why I shouldn't. My first book, my only book so far, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things, all the labels that the left gave me, gave you, gave whoever, and why they gave them to us, right? But the first chapter of the book, you're going to love it, is absolutes? Absolutely not. The left can't allow you to have absolutes, because if they do, guess what that means? That means there's a right and there's a wrong. And if you have rights and wrongs, you got absolutes, you got to fess up to what you're doing or not doing, whatever. I mean, seriously. So, are you a boy or a girl? Are you male or female? What are you? And why do you identify that way? Right? So, we come back after the top of the hour. I got a couple of them I want to go through with you. Shouldn't be that hard. And again, the Senate, the Congress, right, the House of Representatives, all of them are betraying the Second Amendment. You want to change the Second Amendment? See, they know it's too tough to do in and of itself. They know they would never win in trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, doing it the right way, the proper way, the real way. So the only way to do it is to play these legal games. These word games. Doesn't make any sense. Write it down, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Next hour, we're going to have a lesson in pronouns. Be back in a little bit.